Pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked roadways in Illinois, California, New York, and the Pacific Northwest on Monday, temporarily shutting down travel into some of the nation's most heavily used airports. About 20 protesters were arrested at the Golden Gate Bridge demonstration, and traffic resumed shortly after noon. The agency said officers were making arrests at two points on the interstate, including one spot where roughly 300 protesters refused orders to disperse. On Friday, Google began removing California news websites from some people's search results. Google announced the move in a blog post Friday, calling it a short-term test for a small percentage of users to measure the impact of the legislation on product experience. The company said it would pause new investments in the California news industry, including the partnership initiative with news organizations and its product licensing program. The test acted as a threat should the state legislature pass a law requiring the search giant to pay media companies for linking to their content. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Trinity County Sheriff's Office alerted to potential skeletal human remains late last week in a wooded area of Mad River. There's now an autopsy underway. Newest addition to the Eureka skyline complete, a four-story commercial and residential building on the corner of 2nd and E Street. It'll make its official debut to the public on May 4th. The building, home to businesses including Good Relations, Tulip, Rooftop Sushi, ACGC Inc., and Title Gallery, along with 13 residential apartments. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.